Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Hello again. This week, members of our Holy Trinity staff began preparing for the Ignatian year. This coming May 20th and lasting until July 31st, 2022, Holy Trinity Parish, as well as the hundreds of Jesuit institutions throughout the world, will participate in a series of programs around the theme titled, quote, "To See All Things New in Christ," unquote. A link to this special year descriptions is available next to this homily link on our website. The 15-month series of events will commemorate the 500th anniversary of the conversion experiences of a man named Inigo from the family of Loyola. It was on May 20th, 1521, that the brave Basque Captain Inigo, while defending the Spanish town of Pamplona from French forces, suffered a near-fatal wound when he was hit by a cannonball. It shattered his lower leg. The injury forced his forces to surrender and led Inigo into a long-term convalescence in his home castle in the town of Loyola. This healing time eventually led to a series of experiences that changed Inigo's life. For St. Paul, it was falling off a horse. For Inigo, it was being hit by a cannonball. The sacred season of Lent offers us opportunities to engage in activities whereby we are converted more and more into our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we might ask ourselves questions surrounding our own ongoing conversion to Christ. For Ignatius, one of the principal paths of his conversion process was getting in touch with his ultimate desires and purpose in life, that in turn led him to reorder his desires. Before his encounter with the cannonball, Inigo was a typical Spanish hidalgo, that is, a soldier of fortune, whose desires revolved around proving himself as a brave soldier and as a man who would one day marry a Spanish princess. His shattered leg not only reduced his capacity to serve in the military, but humbled his large ego. Indeed, for the rest of his life, Inigo walked with a limp, but at the same time he learned to walk as a pilgrim. The Ignatian journey that would inspire generations of Jesuits and their colleagues had begun. In his conversion process, Inigo did not lose his capacity for courageous desires and zealous energies, but refocused them and found a new cause, the cause of Jesus Christ. And to represent this identity change, he called himself by a new name, Ignatius of Loyola. One of Ignatius's conversion exercises was engaging what might be termed holy daydreaming and gazing. This exercise served to help him to foster his desire to do great things for God. He would see himself in fantasy, undertaking great and difficult enterprises for Christ. He would recall the great exploits of the saints and say to himself, "St. Francis did such and such for the Lord, I shall do more. St. Dominic did these great deeds for the Lord, I shall do more." Ignatius tells us that this holy exercise always left him with a feeling of peace and devotion and strength that he later termed spiritual consolation. Moreover, Ignatius learned to convert his energies for Christ by focusing his prayer life through an exercise he called the Id Quo Volo, which means literally, "that for which I desire." He thereby began his meditations by asking himself, "What do I truly desire that I believe God desires to give me?" Through this form of contemplative prayer, Ignatius began to notice certain desires as interior movements of his spirit that gave him deep consolations and thereby confirmed for him that certain desires were authentic as they were prompted by the Holy Spirit. Ignatius also recognized those desires that created desolation and disturbance, and he considered them to be inauthentic and not from God. Ignatius was thereby able to discern that his authentic desires were also God's desires for him. Inspired by the example of Ignatius, we may use this season of Lent as a time for us to reflect upon our life's purposes and priorities by getting in touch with our authentic and fundamental desires. We can do this by practicing the exercise of the id quo volo. What do I really want that I believe our God can give me? Today's gospel, which Ignatius certainly would have meditated upon, offers us the confidence that what we authentically ask for will be given. When we really knock, the doors of clarity and consolation will be open. And it should be noted that both for St. Paul and St. Ignatius, as human beings, they did not just have one single conversion experience. They had many. The same is true for us. So Lent invites us to ask, what have been those significant moments of change and conversion in our life? One particular life episode stands out for me, and it led me toward a greater conversion in Christ. It was before I became a Jesuit. You see, I was finishing a graduate degree in psychology at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, and I planned to go forward to study for a doctorate degree. At the same time, I was falling in love with a wonderful woman. My career and vocation seemed to be coming together. My future looked bright. Then I received a letter informing me that I had not been accepted into Duquesne's doctoral program in psychology. My dreams were devastated. No, I did not fall off any horse, nor did a cannibal strike me, but my vision for the future was impacted. I was thrown off balance. A day or so after receiving the troubling news, I took a long and meditative walk around beautiful Schenley Park near the University of Pittsburgh. As I was meditating upon my situation and my dashed dreams, I spied a robin. I began to gaze at it and noticed that as it hopped along, it would stop every so often to listen to the ground and then periodically tilt its head closer to the earth and then peck into the fresh spring earth. Hop, stop, listen, and peck. Hop, stop, listen, and peck. And then suddenly, it found what it was looking for, a fresh worm. Folks, that little robin gave me a new sense that if I enter into a process whereby I journeyed patiently and listened and asked God for what I really wanted, one day I would find the worm. That is the new purpose for which I was seeking. And so, inspired by the words of the gospel and the example of Ignatius of Loyola, let us listen to the Spirit's movement in our lives and in our deepest desires by using the prayer of the id quo volo, and allow the Holy Spirit to ask us with the questions of our deepest purpose and priorities in life. We can do this in the form of contemplative prayer, or simply take times as the spring sun moves closer to our earth, and like robins, listen. And by God's grace, we will find what we are looking for. It's a beautiful day. I guess it's time to look for robins.